President Donald Trump and Elon Musk have proposed privatizing the United States Postal Service by selling it to a corporation such as Federal Express or UPS. A new Institute for Policy Studies report shows which zip codes in Utah and across the nation would likely pay higher parcel rates to cast ballots or receive medicines and other essential items. Magna, Utah faces surcharges by UPS and FedEx despite being only 12 miles outside of Salt Lake City. Report co-author Sarah Anderson says more than 100 million Americans in rural areas, small towns, and even suburbs on less profitable routes would take the biggest hit.
Without competition from a public service that has a mandate to provide affordable delivery to every address in America, people in these areas in particular might lose their delivery at their homes altogether.
Efforts to sell off the nation's postal service come as the Trump administration makes good on promises to reduce the size of government and programs it sees as inefficient or wasteful. Proponents of privatization have long argued that corporations do a better job at a lower cost compared with government agencies. U.S. Postal Service parcel rates are currently between 25 and 60% lower than those charged by FedEx and UPS. Anderson says to keep prices down, a private company would likely use more part-time workers who would earn lower wages, work fewer hours, and suffer benefit losses and less job security. She says the USPS has historically provided good-paying jobs in Utah and across the country.
And doing work that really helps bind the nation together. And that was the original vision of the Postal Service. It's in our Constitution that it should help connect rural to urban areas and level the playing field.
Americans across the political spectrum have voiced strong support for the USPS and its public mission. And Anderson notes there are currently bipartisan resolutions against privatization in the U.S. House and Senate. She hopes the president is listening to the people in his own party,
who are speaking out in support of keeping the Postal Service public and keeping its mandate to provide universal service to every American, no matter where you live.
For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.